We're going to get straight into it, though, because tributes to the former Johannesburg mayor, Mpho Morani, are coming in. Many politicians visiting his family home today. Morani died yesterday after a car accident a week ago. His life was dedicated to service to the people and effective governance. That's the statement from the ANC's Greater Johannesburg region. Many politicians speaking about the role that he played. Lebogang Maile is the MEC for Human Settlements, Urban Planning and Cooperative Governance. He joins us now. MEC, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time and our condolences to you and to the ANC. You have gone to visit the Morani family home. We know that he is survived by his wife, Akile, four children and siblings. What was your message, or what is your message to his family? MEC, are you with us? Okay, let me just check one more time. MEC Lebogang Maile, are you with us? Okay, I think we are struggling with that line, unfortunately. So we will get the MEC back on another line. In the meantime, I do want to bring you some sound of the spokesperson for the family who's been speaking outside the house.
The family is saddened. We've also issued a statement. It's very saddened, disappointed, but most of all, hurt by the untimely death of their son, their father, and their husband, and also a comrade. As you would know, I mean, death is one thing that you cannot get used to it. But however, trying to reconcile themselves, try to be strong, as difficult as it is to pass through this one, is not an easy one, my brother, I can tell you. This just happened yesterday, as you may be aware of. So it's still difficult, but the family it's containing himself and try to get through this one in order to make sure that they'll be strong for all of us, and making preparations for an arrangement for the funeral and give this man a befitting farewell. And yeah, that's where we are.
We know that Mr. Morani was a politician. This is at least how we know him in the public, but he was also a family man. So describe the human parts of him as a father, as a husband, as a friend.
Besides being a politician, he was a husband, son, but a very loving husband as well, and a father, but not only a father to his only biological kids, but a father to many of us, and a father to many families that he carried through, and in order to make sure that in Alex and across in Johannesburg, that many people had also relied on him. They don't go to bed without food.
Bruce Sarilla, the family spokesperson there outside for Morani's house. Lebogang Maile, the MEC for Human Settlements, Urban Planning and Cooperative Governance, joining us again. MEC, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you.
So, MEC, firstly, our condolences to you and to the ANC. You are going or have been to visit Mpho Morani's family. Tell us about what you've been saying about him.
Well, we are definitely going there to convey our condolences to the family. This is a profound and devastating loss for all of us, not just the family, especially those who have worked with him and who have known him and who have grown to be brothers, friends, and family.
MEC, you obviously have a long personal relationship with Mpho Morani. He was born and bred in Alexandra, but he was also a student activist in the late 80s. He has a long history in the political movement. Tell us on a personal level what you will remember about Mpho Morani. MEC, are you still there? Okay, unfortunately, we seem to be struggling with that line. The MEC is on his way to visit the family of Mpho Morani. As I said, he is survived by his wife, Fikile, four children, and his siblings as well. Let's go to Nkosikona Duma, EWN reporter, who is outside the family home at the moment. Nkosikona, thank you for your time. Tell us about what's being said there, who's been there, and what the messages have been.
Well, Mandy, we've been speaking to Bruce Sarela, who's the spokesperson for the family here, and he has brought in that personal aspect about Mr. Morane, saying that while he was known as a politician and a public servant, particularly here in Johannesburg, he was also a loving father and husband. Mr. Sarela goes on to say that he was not only just a father to his four children, but he was a father to many young up-and-coming politicians in this particular area. Also, we've been given details, Mandy, that you know, several key figures, politicians, will be making their way here. Mr. Mayile, of course, MEC Mayile is one of the people that are expected to come here. President Cyril Ramaphosa issued a statement saying that he is saddened by the passing of Mr. Morane, describing him as an individual with an entrepreneurial spirit, as someone who was talented and who gave himself to the service of the people of Johannesburg. Well, Mandy, the details we've received here are that a memorial service will be held for the late Mpho Morane tomorrow, and that a funeral will be taking place on Sunday.
Nkosi Kona, thank you very much for that. And Nkosi Kona Duma, EWN reporter at the Morane family home. So lots of tributes coming in. Lots of people commenting about this and the tragic nature of it. I thought a comment from Action SA's Herman Mashaba, himself a former Johannesburg mayor, was very interesting. He said that what happened with Mpho Morane is in a way reflective of the situation in the country at the moment and the breakdown in the rule of law. So he said, and I quote verbatim here, "We look at the accident rates in South Africa. They're the highest in the world. There are so many factors. It's the breakdown of the rule of law because people end up driving and not respecting the rules because of the collapse of our criminal justice system, the rate of drunken driving. I think, honestly, for me, our government is responsible for this mayhem we are seeing." That's the quote there from Herman Mashaba. And he said that his comments are not necessarily linked to Morane's accident, but he attributed the carnage on the roads to the breakdown in the rule of law. So lots of reactions there to the passing of Mpho Morane. Our condolences to his family and to the ANC.